Hello.
And here we oh. What up?
Yeah.
Danger Hour episode 51.
How you doing, Ivan?
I'm doing fucking awesome.
Are you?
As sober as can be.
No, you're not.
The exact opposite. Soberish. I'm sober.
I'm pretty drunk, dude.
Because you're your weak sauce.
What?
Your weak sauce.
Ooh. I've been drinking 7% beer.
As me. Yeah. He's drinking Bud Light and Platinums.
I need a fucking nap like you did, asshole.
Yeah, my 45-minute nap.
A cat nap.
Yeah, I got nothing. I got my 4 hours sleep, and that's about it.
Oh, shit.
Kiss my dick. I mean, my ass. Or both. All right, so here we go, back again. Episode
50. Here we go again on our own. No?
Going down that? The only road I've ever known. That's Van Halen, right?
And I'm out of my mind.
Sammy Hagar.
Fucking
Sammy
thing.
Hagar.
No.
Yeah.
It's not Van Halen.
It's gotta be.
I think it's Whitesnake. I'm pretty sure it's Whitesnake.
Oh, you're fucking wrong. I'll look it up right now.
Hold on.
Van Halen, Whitesnake, Def Leppard.
I'll look it up right now.
All the same shit.
Hold on.
I'm looking it up. Relax with your iPhone. I will look it up and tell you you're wrong.
I bet you.
Here we go again on our own. All right. I typed it in.
Whitesnake.
No.
Is it Whitesnake?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck, it is Whitesnake. God damn it.
Good call.
Wow.
Whoa, what is that? Oh, fuck, my porn's playing.
All right. Well, I think you've heard it. Episode number 51. I'm your host, James Danger Enriquez. And over here to my right. The one and only, Mr. Know-It-All, Ivan.
Left. Oh, no, yeah.
Ninja
right.
Boy, Parthera.
Woo!
Woo!
And over here to my left is Miguel, Pink Cheeks, Lito Ramirez.
Pink Cheeks. Pink Cheeks because of the drink cheeks.
That's right. That's right. There he is. Say hi, Lito.
Hi, Lito. Oh, you see, I went with that original joke that no one's ever heard of.
This yeah. guy's here all week, people.
From the 80s, and it never worked, and it still doesn't work.
Hey, fuck you. It works. I'm pretty sure Peterson's laughing his ass off Peterson, right now.
Peterson is not involved in this situation here. Peterson is outside the boundaries here.
He's an algorithm that we have yet to solve.
Whoa, algorithm. Hear this guy?
Smart talk.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds smart.
Incredulous. Indubitable. Zygote.
I'm going to tell you something.
Highly dubious.
Episode 51 reminds me of Area 51. And what do you think about when you hear Area 51?
Secrets.
Video games.
No, you're both wrong.
Aliens.
What else? There you go. Aliens. Wow. Ivan, finally, you dipshit.
Oh, yeah. Finally.
Subpar, but okay, I'll accept it.
Do you believe... He doesn't get the sarcasm.
I thought he was going to go with the gay stuff.
Do you believe in aliens?
Whoa.
A
cat is getting fucked in the ass.
That is a cat getting screwed for having a baby.
Those cats are loud, huh?
They don't want us to talk about it.
Is it true that the cat's dicks swell up inside them and they can't get out?
That's what I heard.
Let's ask
or is that,
that
dogs?
Bulldogs have that same thing and they lock
bulldogs
up.
Bulldogs are a fucking mess, dude. Yeah. Have you seen a fucking bulldog? They got so many breathing problems. They're like,
it's all the short-snouted dogs.
Oh, sorry.
They're called brachycephalic.
Yeah.
What?
My Bostons have the same problem.
Yeah. A flat-faced dog is...
You know what, dude?
Pugs,
I'm going to tell you something.
Bulldogs.
You have Boston dogs. Terriers, right?
Yes.
Pretty big?
Bulldogs?
No, they're tiny.
Tiny?
About.
I'm
going
to tell you something. I got bit by a dog.
Yeah?
It was a Boston Terrier.
Before or after peanut butter?
Well, I got licked by a Boston Terrier first. Then I got bit. No. I was in a yard.
Before or after sex?
I was in a yard. The Boston Terrier was in the yard. It was cool. It was fine.
Chill.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Boston Terrier? I said. And he goes. That's all he did. And I walk away. and he's walking right behind me.
Yeah.
He walks so close to my fucking heels that I kick him on accident with the back of my heel in his chest.
That'll teach ya.
Then he fucking snips at my leg and he takes a piece out of my leg.
Wow, really?
Well, it wasn't a piece. He didn't break no skin.
Scratched you.
He snipped at me.
Yeah.
And I got mad. Scared. So I turned around and kicked him over the fence.
Like a bitch.
I didn't kick him really. I was just being foolish. Facetious. Because a Boston Terrier bit me and you have Boston Terriers, I associate with that bite with you.
Yeah.
So I'm mad at you. So
I blame you for my leg's demise.
So Ivan, and
since they bit
fuck
you,
Ivan.
I think I agree with that Boston Terrier.
He was on the right track.
Return to you.
There you go, I guess. Whatever.
Yeah.
Anyways, do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
Really?
I believe in other life forms other than us. I think it's selfish to think that we're the only life form in the universe.
That's true. Good observation. Lito, what do you say?
I say exactly the same thing word for word.
Bandwagon.
Thanks for contributing. It's actually been documented. I said that a long time ago.
Excuse me?
Thank you very much.
Excuse me?
Excuse me? Bacon powder?
All right. Well, basically, I asked James? Robert. You know Bobbert?
Bobbert?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Bobbert Shmlomo? Bobbert Homo?
That's him. He works in military defense, which yes, we talked about before, right? So I asked him, since he works so close to the skies and all that shit, I said, hey, dude, what do you think about aliens? He's like, no. Really? Nah. They don't exist. How do you know? He goes, Dick, let me tell you something. If aliens existed, first of all, you'd imagine they're advanced more than us.
Why would they be advanced more than us?
Because...
Is he talking about UFOs?
If they're space traveling, they'd have to be more advanced than us because we can't space travel like they can.
Okay, so you're talking about two different things, though.
Just let me fucking finish my thought.
My thought.
My thought.
He has tots.
Hey,
give me a tot.
Robert said,
give me some of your tots.
Oh, idiot. I just love that scene when he kicks him in the fucking pocket.
Robert said...
He's all mixed up, folks.
Yeah. Robert said, aliens would not give a fuck about us. They would not go out of their way because obviously, maybe not, but obviously they'd be far away from us. Why would they take the time to travel to find us? Who gives a fuck is what he said. Do you agree with that?
Okay. I do to a certain extent. So again, UFOs, aliens, different stories. UFOs automatically get attributed to aliens. UFOs, I kind of doubt. Again, well advanced. Why would they be just cruising around the Earth, just watching us?
Yeah.
I disagree with that. Now, life on other planets, i.e. aliens, I definitely believe in. You know, they could be just as advanced as us, maybe even more advanced than us. But, you know, I just believe there's more intelligent life on other planets. I don't really. I thought I've seen UFOs firsthand. Couldn't really explain them. That's why they're called UFOs, unidentified flying objects. But that's his other lover.
It's not dumb.
But yeah. So, again, I think it's just a little far fetched that beings from another planet, another galaxy, especially since they're millions of light years away, which equates to literally hundreds of years of us being able to travel to them, even if they had advanced features, why would they would zip around and not land and talk to us or do some type of communication? But I think it's just ignorant to think that we're the only life form.
Don't you think if we have stealth technology that they'd have something better than that?
Again, there could be a good chance. Now, are we talking about aliens or are we talking about fucking alternate universes? We're going to be talking about a couple different things.
What are you saying?
Alternate universes.
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. Alternate universes. No, it's just, again, so many scenarios that we don't know about. There's, I don't know. So, okay, if we're just talking about beings zipping around in other type of spacecraft and we just happen to catch them on camera and stuff like that, I honestly don't really believe in. There might be some phenomenon for it. Unless there's a lot of hyper galaxy travel and shit just happen to zip and by us, then so be it. But honestly, I don't really get it. I know we're not alone, but I don't believe in...
There's this movie. I forget what the movie is called. It might be Mars some shit, or I don't know what the fuck
the one with Gary Sinise?
Maybe.
Where Red Planet, Mars
it's
starts...
Red Planet, or it's Mars something.
Red Planet with Val Kilmer? That's a badass movie.
I don't know which one it is. But basically, the ending is they find alien life forms, uh-huh. and the aliens are teaching them the history of the fucking universe.
Mars with Gary Sinise.
What is it called?
It's Red Planet is Red Kilmer.
There's two movies. There's Red Planet and there's
Earth on Mission Mars. Mission to Mars. Gary Sinise and they're teaching them. Yeah.
Yeah. At the end of the movie, the aliens fucking teach them the history of the universe, which was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
That would be so awesome if you found this more advanced life form and they took the fucking time. Hey, this is what happened.
Yeah.
But I would imagine more so it would be the alien life forms that would do what we would do. Whoa, look at these other living beings. Let's take some, cut them open, see what they look like inside, study them. Let's see what the fuck is going on with this. Can you imagine like humans, we find like alien life form, we would fucking butcher them.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking that. I was like, you know what? It's going to be fucked up, but if something ever does come down, oh, hey, yeah, I'm the president. Yeah, sure. And it's this fucking national fucking security guard. Yeah, just come over here. Oh, what's this? It's just a little pain pill. It's a pill to
it's a
to
little
breathe.
Laser to cut yeah. you open.
And next thing you know, you're fucking in two pieces.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Is that true?
One thing
the Americans, if we found an intelligent life somewhere, we would immediately capture them and cut them open and shit like that, right?
Could I ask you one thing, and it's actually kind of serious, where I'm actually going to ask you to strike it from the Danger Hour?
What?
I'm actually going to ask you to strike it because it's something pretty real. I'm actually asking you to strike it. Like, we're recording right now, but I don't even want any of this conversation to be on.
Then why are you saying it?
Because I'm telling you, because this is where I don't want to wait for afterwards. But so what I'm asking you is, what I'll say is, I'll tell my brother to bring the paper down. But we had this trippy ass fucking LA Tribune. My dad fucking, what was crazy about it is my dad saw the newspaper and he brought us all around. He's like, so what do you see in this? And we're like, it's President Clinton talking to some guy on the TV about Medicare. He's like, all right. And he asked each one of us, five different kids, what do you see? And then he's pointed out this fucking little creature in the bottom corner of the paper. I would assume it's an alien. It's not fucking a watermark. It's fucking trippy. And we still have the paper. My brother took it. My older brother, Elton. So I'll ask him to bring it so you guys can see it. It's fucking original format. This is like from 95. But
there's a creature in the corner of the picture.
Creature in the corner of the picture.
Could it be anything? Clinton, can it be any number of fucking possibilities besides a creature?
No. From what I remember, no.
No?
No. I'll say that with all confidence right now. No. It's not a watermark. It's not a plant making a shadow. You distinctly see Bill Clinton, a monitor screen, and in the bottom right corner, this little fucking creature.
So why would they print it if it was so obvious?
Well, that was part of my dad's thing. It wasn't obvious. My dad showed five different people, what do you see this? I focused on Bill Clinton and this dude on the monitor screen. He asked all five of us the same thing back to back, and he had to point it out to us because we just didn't see it.
What did it look like?
It looked really weird. It almost looked like it was distorted. Like,
can I find it on the internet right now?
No, not that I know of. That's what I'm saying. I can ask. Well, you can try.
What was it on?
Bill Clinton. It was Medicare debate. It was a Medicare debate while he was already president. It was in the Los Angeles Tribune. And my dad had it in his safety deposit box. My mom gave it. You know, she brought it out. My older brother Elton took it up. LA Tribune. Yeah. So the reason I'm going with this is because my dad, you know, minus the fucking foil on his head, was a fanatic about aliens and all that shit, dude. He literally has about 18 chapters of a book that my older brothers, you know, because they were more susceptible to it. Me, I called him out. He was actually able to answer some shit, but again, he was using research from other people. He has like all these chapters of stuff of research that he'd been doing forever that he really, really believed in it. And I tripped out when he passed away because I was talking to him like a couple days before he passed and he finally had a realization of God. Like, you know, we grew up, never was a religious person, all this other shit. And then, like, you know, in the last couple of years, he kind of changed a little bit, didn't get all Jesus freak or anything like that. But he started bringing up his shit again, and I kind of got annoyed with it. I thought it was far-fetched. I'm like, man, this is just a bunch of bullshit. Like, I don't know why you're not locked up right now. And I just hated hearing that shit because, again, it was just, it's not tangible. Like, my thing was, prove it to me. That's what I was saying earlier. Like, people fucking flip out because I fucking need to get to the core of something before I believe it. Obviously, unless he brought a dead body of an alien to me, that's the only way I was going to believe it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I tripped out when he denounced God his entire life, dude. All the time. Like, he hated that we were going to church.
Your dad?
My dad, yeah.
He denounced God?
Yeah. He didn't believe in it at all. He tried to prove it wrong as much as possible that the religion was just a false faith. It was just made up stories. I'm like, this is a guy who believes in aliens that are visiting him, talking to him, you know, talking about some other guy's fake. But, you know, he did it for my mom, loved my mom. That was my mom's religion. That's what she grew up with. So he's like, all right, but, you know, denounce it for the most part. In his last days, you know, he just out of the blue, you know, we're talking about a bunch of stuff. You know, we're opening up to each other. And one of the things was about God. And he said, you know what? I believe in God. And I tripped out. And I was like, why all of a sudden do you believe in God? I'm like, I've been here 30 years. And this is the first time you mentioned that you believed in God. He said, because I've done the research and they believe in God and I believe in them. So why shouldn't I believe in God? I tripped the fuck out. And I was like, wow. Like,
aliens believe in God?
Yeah. And there's a shitload of research for that, too. It's just like, but there's research that says that aliens are God. Like, aliens, you know, derive, you know, we were derived from aliens. Kind? Yeah, for the most part. Shit, even, I'm not going to ruin it. Never mind. But
don't ruin it for me. I haven't seen it.
A lot of movies, a lot of stories, but his thing was to.
The fourth kind. I mean, it's totally.
And that's just the trip where he's like, oh, yeah, I'm God. Like, yeah. It's crazy. Like, I'm not ruining fourth kind, but Prometheus is a trip, too. But, But that's one thing where great. I kind of tripped out.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, asshole.
Huh? But that's one thing I tripped out on. But again, it's still a little far-fetched for me. But I took it a little bit more serious with him because it was his life. Literally, since he was a kid. 10 years old, we're talking about. That he was just obsessed with this. And that's all he knew. That's all he wanted to know. And he was a smart guy. Fucking a really, really smart guy. You know, handled his fucking business. You know, fucking came from Mexico literally on his own fucking 2 feet. No help from the family. Raised 7 kids. Fucking house in the Heights. His own business. All this shit. But he fucking believed that wholeheartedly. And it wasn't until when he was going to pass and he was saying like, yeah, I believe in God because they believe in him too. And I was tripped out on that. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, I've known this guy forever and he always denounced it. But, you know. Whatever that case is. So
yeah, dude, I've thought about it. I've thought about this universe is too fucking huge to have no other life on it.
I mean, and this can't be the only one.
This can't be. You know what I thought about, dude? I thought about writing a fucking novel, but it's way too over my head.
Yeah.
For this, I thought about writing something like the humans in the future venture out to find if there's life out there somewhere.
Yeah.
And they wind up. It's kind of like a Planet of the Apes type story.
Yeah.
But they go out, they try to find life, and they wind up finding on this planet, or they find this fucking alien being, and it winds up being that they are traveling, and they go into this fucking, these black holes, or what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
These time portals. So yeah, wormholes, where they stumble upon themselves. More advanced, like pretty much they advance into aliens and they find themselves.
Yeah.
And it was them.
Were they time traveling or in an alternate future?
What do you mean? It's the same thing?
No, it's not really.
Pretty much they went to go find if there's a life somewhere.
Yeah.
They found life somewhere, but it wound up being them thousands of years later.
Okay.
That they evolved into what they find.
Yeah.
And that was what it is.
That's true.
So I was like, oh. It's gonna be, but it's way over my head to write that shit. So, if anyone's listening, make a movie about that.
Help that.
But, dude, yeah, there's so much shit out there. How can you stand there and say, no, I don't believe in this shit? There's no life anywhere.
Yeah.
How can you sit there like a fucking proud asshole?
Yeah.
And say that with any confidence.
And that's where I trip out. Where there's science fact that fucking proves, you know, religious science wrong, like. The Hubble telescope for 3 weeks was out in space pointing at a middle of, you know, a black patch of sky or space. And for 3 weeks, it had its shutter open. I don't know if you guys know anything about photography. Photography, yeah, a little bit. Anybody? So right now, we can, I have my camera in my car. We can have our shutter open for about 3 minutes. Unfortunately, since we're in the city, we're going to have like clouds and smog and other light influencing the images. But the longer you have the lens open, the more light it's absorbing. And it makes layers into this image. Now, you know, you keep it open longer or you do what's called image stacking. So instead of having the lens open for 11 minutes and we're going to have a lot of light and other environmental factor distortions, we end up doing like 2 minute shutters and where we're getting little bits of light at a time. And then we just stack the images to get one big image. But with the Hubble telescope, what it ended up happening was this guy, fucking Hollywood.
What happened?
Hello? No, I think she's with Yoli. What's going on?
Edit this point.
All right. Well, some shocking turn of events. Lito was interrupted by a phone call where he was called away for some action.
Decisive action.
He had to take action. Decisive action.
The action required a burger and a drive to Anaheim.
Yeah, Lito had to go away. Some drama happened. I don't know what the fuck it is. Yeah. And he's going to step in, be the hero, I guess.
He's
right?
He's going to kick some ass.
Yeah, probably.
He's a super angels.
He's got to go back Anaheim. To, like he calls it, Anacrime.
Anacrime.
And,
he's an Anacrime strangler.
And anyways, whatever. So now it's just me and your beloved Nature Boy.
Nature Boy.
That's right. And we were talking about aliens.
Aliens.
You talked about the Hubble telescope. What were you talking about?
So just a second ago, I was talking about the Hubble telescope. So again, the first deployment of the Hubble telescope, they put out and it focused on this black patch of space. And the Hubble telescope, for people who don't know, is this fucking very sophisticated, you know, camera system that's supposed to take images of our galaxy. Now, for people who don't know, there are hundreds of millions of galaxies out there. We're one of those galaxies. And everything we see are stars, our sun, which stars are a sun. So you got to think, okay, we have a sun that has 9 planets around it. And there's 100 million other stars out there that represent a sun. You got to kind of figure that the odds of another life being on those planets that revolve around that solar system, possibly kind of high. So on top of that, the Hubble telescope is focusing on the black patch because that's all we know so far. And it focuses with its shutter open for 3 weeks. And in this 3 weeks, it's absorbing all this light. It's able to see further, further, further out. And that's where we come to find out in the late 80s as scientific fact that there's billions of other galaxies out there. And for every galaxy, we're getting hundreds of millions of other stars and hundreds of millions of other planets. And that's the scientific realization that, you know, there's other stuff out there and we can't possibly be alone. So,
right. What, so just mathematically, we can't possibly be alone.
What are the odds that we're alone in this universe?
Yeah.
Nonetheless, in just all of existence.
What if we were, though?
What if we were? Then
that'd be pretty fucking amazing. If we were, do you think it would be proof
that there is a God?
Yeah, exactly.
I would say it'd be more solid proof that we are a God, that this is his playground. He just made us.
Yeah.
But
there's no way of knowing.
There is none. That's the sad part. People will always wonder, and we'll never officially know until this zombie named Jesus shows up one day and be like, hey.
Zombie Jesus.
Well, he's supposed to be dead. What else do you call somebody who comes back to life?
The walking dead. The walking on water dead. That's what he is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's kind of a trip. So we can technically say we're in God's fucking playground. You know, but that's that infinite question everybody asks. Okay, so God made us. Or God made us. God made Jesus. Well, who made God?
Yeah.
You know, we always come back to that child shit, which I would, is a legit question. Who made God then? Like, how did he appear? If you're saying that God made me because it's far-fetched for me to just appear from thousands of molecules that crash together, okay, so who made God? Because how did he just appear?
Yeah.
Somehow.
And then, if it, okay, what if there is no God? Let's go back to, let's say there's no God, for argument's sake. There's zero God. Let's say it happened the way the scientists say, the Big Bang, all that shit.
Yeah.
So these gases, whatever the fuck it was, just so happened to align where it caused some reaction where something exploded, and then the universe formed. It's like, how the fuck did that happen? What?
Exactly. It's the same argument.
There was nothing before. All of a sudden, how did this shit happen?
Yeah. And that's the crazy part, dude. Like, I don't think we're smart enough to even comprehend or understand that answer.
Right.
You know,
I've thought about this many times. For example, let me use, it might be a poor example, but I'll use it anyway.
Yeah.
Let's use dogs. Because I've seen a lot of them lately. Dogs have this understanding that they are protecting their yard. I am coming towards their yard. Maybe I'm in the neighbor's yard. And they're barking at me. Once I leave, they figure I won.
Yeah.
I chased them off, which isn't the case. Even when it comes to mailmen. Mailmen come. The dogs are barking. The mailmen drop the fucking letters. Dogs are barking still. Mailmen leave. Dog says, I won. I chased them off. In the dog's mind, he sees people come to the yard. He barks. He chases them off. In his mind, he's defending the yard. But in reality, it's got nothing to fucking do with the yard. It's got to do with this other shit. He has no he has no ability to understand what was going on. Maybe that's us. Maybe we see something. Oh, yeah, this is what happened. We defended this. We did this and that. We have no fucking possible notion of what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Because, I mean, who the fuck is who to say what? Anything. The dog can think one thing, can tell. Who do dogs talk to each other? To each other? I don't know. Right? Yeah. Do they? They have to, right? They communicate with
the barks. To a certain extent. I thought it was more body language than anything.
Is that right?
That's what I thought.
When dogs bark, they don't like send messages to other dogs.
Yeah, to a certain extent, well, but I don't think it's talking. Yeah, wolves do for sure.
Well, I mean, but like we're talking to each other.
Yeah.
Say we're fucking wolves. Like, who the fuck knows if the gods or whatever they are. You know, we're talking in our own little language. You're like, you fucking wolves, what, you idiots. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It just and the wolves are looking at us the same way, like,
exactly.
You're fucking idiots. Why are you talking that way?
Like, they understand their world, but they don't know anything about ours. Mm-hmm. They think they know about us, but they don't.
Yeah.
That could be the same with us. We think, oh, man, this whole thing boggles my fucking mind.
And the bad part, dude. It's fucking hard to understand.
Yeah.
Like,
you can go forever.
Deny it. Like, yeah, exactly. It's just going one upon another. And that's where you come with these questions of, you know, where did it all come from? Like, maybe, you know, is intelligent design the way it went? But again, like, who designed God? Like, if God designed us, because they're saying, like you were talking about earlier, how did we just come about from gases clashing together? And I'll take it a step further. We have us, where we're complex organisms. We have, dude, our bodies are universes in themselves. We have millions upon millions of cells that are restricted to a certain area. Like, we have skin cells, we have heart cells, we have brain cells, and they're in their own little universe. Who designed that? Did it just happen to happen? Or someone designed that? But I was like, that's a smart motherfucker to design every person specifically a specific way. And then all the animals and all the insects in the world and all that shit. I'm like, how can that be intelligent design? Like, again, we only use, 10% on the average of our brain power. I could only imagine if someone used 100% of their brain power, you know, what they would be able to do with themselves. But
well, I heard that God was would debunked.
Supposed to be, huh?
I heard that it was debunked.
Really?
The whole brain 10%. I heard that the brain has so many different areas of concentration where it's not, you don't use you don't use your whole brain because every part of your brain has a different function.
Function, yeah.
So you don't use your whole brain because every area has a different area they focus on.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to figure out a fucking math problem, you're not using your whole brain because your whole brain doesn't do that shit.
Yeah.
Just this section over here does that. Yeah.
Which makes a lot of sense because, again, which I didn't think about this earlier. I don't know why. Like, I was reading about, you know, computers, like, will they ever be more advanced than the human brain? And not anytime soon, because a human brain can hold more memory than any hard drive that's available right now on a single disk or multiple platters. Yeah.
That's a fact?
Yeah, it is a fact. They were able to measure it, and the actual numbers are escaping my mind right now. But it was around, I want to say, 400 trillion gigabytes of data could be stored in our brains, which is way more than any, even a supercomputer can store on its own, unless it's daisy chained with other computers.
Are you talking about what do you call that shit? Like what are the gifted people called? What are they called? Rain Man type people.
I don't know.
Autistic.
What about them?
Yeah, like they can focus on one area and excel at it.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like the Idiot Savants, like the piano players, that they can play. Like this one guy I saw on this fucking show. If you hear one song, I'm talking about a complex classical piece of music.
Yeah,
he can duplicate it immediately, just hearing it one time. He can play the whole fucking thing the same as he heard it, the same as it was. So because they're so fucking gifted in that one area where they can do that, they lack in other places. Are you saying, I forget what I was saying.
Well, that can very well be, yeah, that instead of using their brain overall, that they're specialized in one specific area. It's almost like looking at a computer system where if someone can build a processor that, you know, like a computer processor right now, we're looking at your iMac. And the iMac has a built-in processor where the processor has an allocated space for video display. And that video display dictates, can you play video games? Can you play DVD? Can you play YouTube videos? Now it's set to play YouTube videos and DVDs. But if you try to play a top of the line video game, it says, okay, we only have enough of this space allocated to play a third of the requirements for that video game. If you want to play this video game to its full potential, you need a new processor that's very video graphic centric.
Mm-hmm.
The human brain could be the same way, where you have these people with autism where their brain was wired to be more memory centric. It's a complete possibility. And it's not only a possibility, it's been proven by these people who exist. It's crazy. So I don't know, man. It's a fucking trip, but they're able to measure that. The processing power of a human brain surpasses any computer in the world right now. And you got to just only imagine that our computer freezes up when it tries to start Safari and iTunes at the same time, and he starts to fucking wig out. And then you're like, okay, it has a little hiccups, and then it fucking starts.
Yeah.
Our brains are fucking processing so much information. Our breathing, our heart rate, our blood fluctuating, dude, fucking excreting fucking chemicals from our kidneys. Just our brains control everything that's going on in our bodies. We have billions of pieces of information that's processing through our bodies alone, and it happens without a skip of a beat.
I was thinking about this. I was watching this, what's it called? Stan Lee's Superhumans. You remember the show?
Yeah, the sci-fi show where he tries to have people who try to be like superheroes in real life. Yeah.
Well, not really superheroes, but just extraordinary human beings.
Yeah.
So this guy was there's so many crazy fucking stories. One dude is like, he does not get killed by electricity. He can get like shocked by like thousands of fucking, however fucking many volts.
Yeah.
He won't die. He just takes it all.
Mm-hmm.
Another dude, human calculator.
Yeah.
You give him like these numbers, he'll calculate them faster than a computer.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy shit.
Yeah.
And like, that's what you're saying. The brain focuses primarily on one object or one area of the mind, and they excel at that area.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if they figured out how to control all those areas and make them all function equally?
Yeah.
You'd be a fucking genius, mega mind, master fucking mind. Oh, yeah,
for sure.
That would be so crazy. And you know what? It's got to be the potential in there to do it.
And that's why I'm saying that the 10% usage that they're talking about is that specific thing where we're, again, focused on a specific area. We're not using the whole thing in unison.
Right.
So
again, I don't think it's a 10% thing. I think it's you use every part of your brain for different functions.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could utilize every part of your brain at once, God damn, that'd be fucking remarkable.
It would be crazy, dude. Sorry. It would be freaking nuts. And again, it's something I couldn't even begin to comprehend what the possibilities would be.
I started going in, I started thinking about this shit, and I started just going crazy. And,
at that point, would we even need a body? Myself. Like, at that point, that's why I've had this thought in a while. If we were ever at that point, would we even need the use of this vessel that we call a body?
I mean, even that, dude, there's a guy in that same show. He can hold his breath for like fucking 6 minutes. Mm-hmm. Who does that shit? And he comes out of the water and he doesn't go. And he comes out like totally fucking calm and collected. Like,
hey, like, it's no problem.
Cool. It's like, what the fuck? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Man, I was thinking about the whole thing. If you can utilize all of these different areas of all these different people, if they can figure out a way where you can use every one of these fucking aspects that they've all used and combine them for one person. I mean, dude, it'd be a real life fucking superhuman, like a Captain American style dude. You'd be a real life super fucking human.
That's for sure, yeah.
I think it's really possible if you figure it out. Or not you and I, but you know.
Why
it's
not?
It's gonna be later on down the road, but it's fucking possible. It's really cliche to say it, but the power of the mind is so incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could just, man, imagine that one dude that cracks the fucking code.
Yeah.
And figured it out. How fucking crazy life would be after that.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I could definitely imagine that. That's what I'm saying. Like, the possibilities are endless, man. We'd fucking be capable of so much. If we were able to be capable of building what we can build and troubleshoot what we can troubleshoot right now with our brains and learn and create stuff. Brand new again, man, using 100% or using our brains in a focused matter. Dude, that's what I'm saying. We wouldn't even need our bodies, I don't think, dude. We would be so far advanced. We would be almost like just pure energy. Just.
Do you believe that's because that's the theory I've heard. The aliens, that's why they're so fragile, because their minds are so advanced.
Mm-hmm.
Their bodies don't need to be
strengthened
or whatever like we do. You believe that?
And this is going to be a stupid comparison, but I'm going to make it anyways. We've all seen those kids growing up in school, high school, junior high especially.
Yeah.
Especially high school, not so much in elementary.
It's not stupid.
What you end up seeing is, even in adulthood, you see those super smart people, fucking brain power like a motherfucker, but they lack common sense. They lack style, they lack personal hygiene, all that type of stuff, because their brains are working on a whole separate level.
Yeah.
That they don't give a shit about all that. So I can understand where they're like, yeah, these other beings might be futile function, physically, because their brain is working on a whole nother level. He's like, I see it in those people, dude. I remember this one kid, he was like 14 years old and he dressed like a 60-year-old accountant. You know, hair fucked up, just the, you know, clothes all fucked up. It's the last thing he can worry about, but grades, everything else was up to par and surpassed everybody.
And I bet now he's got a hot fucking wife and a shitload of money.
There's a good chance and he probably can give a shit about that too. That's the way it goes, right? Yeah. And he could probably give a shit about that too.
Isn't that the way it goes? Like the super jocks. You know, the really well-built dudes, they want to becoming fucking drunks or blue-collared dickheads. And
because unfortunately, they got nothing upstairs.
Yeah. And the guys that are really fucking smart with, you know, feeble and weak as shit, they get so goddamn smart, they make a career for themselves. And, here comes the money, here comes the women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a story that's played over and over again. Right. Like, you know, just in the States, look at Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah. Two of the biggest fucking dorks. Both you and I can just beat them up any day, but are we ever going to have as much money as those guys? More than likely not.
Yeah.
You know? So
it makes me think about the aliens too.
And exactly. That's what I'm saying. And just beings in general. I think it's selfish to think that we're the only ones around. And I think it's stupid to think that we're the smartest beings around.
Yeah. I'd agree with that.
Yeah. But it's open-ended. I don't think we'll ever be able to solve this riddle.
No, not at all.
Yeah, exactly. And I actually find comfort in that, you know, because I fucking stress myself out just thinking about it and trying to figure out the answer.
It can get overwhelming.
It really can. Just thinking about the endless possibilities, I'd rather just be like, okay, I accept that there's other beings out there, that they're smarter than me, that they're capable of so much more, that they're billions of miles away from me. I'm good with that. They do them and I do me.
Just the, well, that's okay. Let's take it a step further. That's cool. Let's say we accept it. Just hopefully they come and they're cool.
Yeah.
They're not like, hey, assholes, we're going to see what's going on with you. We're going to cut you open and see what's happening.
We're going to take you over.
Yeah. Man, that would be so awesome if it was like that fucking movie where they come and they're like, hey, we realize that you were less advanced than us. We're going to show you the answers to the universe.
Yeah.
We're going to give you all the answers. That would be fucking amazing.
Yeah, that would be nuts.
But it won't happen.
And again, that's where the whole Bible thing comes, where a lot of people believe gods are aliens and they came down because they're so far superior to us and they tricked us into thinking that there are gods.
Well, I mean, that's funny too, because you would look back in history like, oh, they believe the sun was their god.
Exactly.
You know, they believe the moon was their god. Yeah. Exactly. The cows were their god. And you look back like, these fucking idiots. But who knows at this day and age? I mean, not like we follow the religion, but let's say like 2,000 years from now, those fucking people thought there was a god that did this and this and that and walked on water. What a fucking bunch of idiots.
Yeah.
We look back. I mean, come on. It's not that far-fetched. We look back and our ancestors like, are you serious? They painted fucking murals on caves saying they're gods like the Anubis and all that shit. Really? You fucking retards. That's not how it is.
Yeah.
There's only one God and Jesus. Yeah. 2,000 years from now. Oh, these fucking retards too. Look at them. They thought this and this and that. Yeah. Who fucking knows, man? It's just going to repeat itself over and over. We're never going to have any answers, I don't think.
No, right? We're not.
We'll die not knowing shit.
Come on.
All right. Forget all this shit then. Let's get into Mr. Know-It-All.
He's Mr. Know-It-All. I know a thing about a thing or two.
Didn't I just prove it now?
No.
All right, what's here's the next question. Mr. Know-It-All question?
Mr. Know-It-All.
Technically the third, because I had one over a dinner table just a couple minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did you pass that one?
Yeah, I think I did.
You did pass it, yeah.
I defined autism.
Here's your question. What is the boiling point of water?
Oh, shit, dude. I'm not going to be able to get this exact, I don't think, but... 140 degrees. Am I in the ballpark?
Celsius or Fahrenheit?
Fahrenheit.
No.
So, is this in Fahrenheit or Celsius?
It's 100 degrees Celsius, 212 degrees Fahrenheit.
All right.
Wow, you don't know shit.
Yeah,
people are wrong. You're not a Mr. Know-It-All.
I never claimed to be a know-it-all at all.
No, you didn't claim to be.
Yeah,
I'm just having fun with it.
Yeah, 100 degrees. How many degrees Celsius?
100 degrees Celsius, 212 Fahrenheit.
212 Fahrenheit. Yeah.
All right.
You know what? Honestly, some of this stuff I try to break down into common sense.
Uh huh.
And it comes out to be right. Like I do that with my computer stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Just break it down to common sense, and you go from there. But then you still got to learn the, the specifics. But breaking it down to common sense is an easy way to understand it. But 100 degrees Celsius, I'll remember that for next time.
No, you won't.
You just added it on to the know-it-all.
I seen the Snow White and the Huntsman recently.
You did watch it?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool.
You seen it?
No, I want to.
It's actually not bad.
Kristen Stewart? She equates to that not bad or what?
You know what? I really don't know how I feel about her still. I don't know if I hate her or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was okay. She's good at this silent, like this. She's good at making expressions and having emotion displayed on her face. She's
not very good with dialogue. Isn't it the same emotion every time though?
Sort of. But this movie called for the right.
Yeah.
The same ones over and over. She's not very good with dialogue, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
She's okay, but with the facial things, man, she's pretty good with that shit. And I'm still not sure how I feel about her. I don't know if I hate her or not, but there's some cheesy parts of the movie. And But the, what I really think about it, they should have picked a really hot chick for Snow White. Yeah. Snow White's supposed to be like a hot fucking chick, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, she's a pretty girl.
Yeah, she's cute.
I don't think you can deny it.
Yeah, she's cute. I won't deny that at all.
She's a pretty girl, but she's not super hot.
Like, if Charlize Theron was the evil witch, then shit, they should have gotten something pretty hot for Snow White.
Yeah, supposedly like, she was hotter than her because she's the mirror, mirror on the wall.
Yeah,
who's
yeah, I understand
fairest,
that.
Right? And she, oh, and he said, you are not the fairest as now because Snow White has come of age. And so now she was the hottest one.
But Snow White's got a stink face. Something dude, about her.
You know what? She's like I said, she's a pretty girl, but this should have been like a really hot fucking girl.
Dude, did you see the Maxim Top 100? No. Like hottest girls?
No.
Let's see if you agree with this. Kristen Stewart, I believe, came in like 15. Not Brooklyn Decker. What's that new chick that's pretty hot? She has big natural boobs.
Oh, I know who it is.
She was doing the Dougie. Yes, what's her name?
Yes, yes, yes. Fuck.
Blonde girl.
Yes,
big
I
fake,
can see her.
Nice boobs.
Fuck.
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton. There you go.
She came in at like number 25. No, a little bit higher than that. But I was like, how the fuck did they have Kristen Stewart as a hotter chick than her?
Yeah.
If we're talking physical abilities, she's number one. If we're talking about personality wise, I think Kate Upton has a better fucking personality than Kristen Stewart, at least from what I've seen. So, yeah, I don't know what their fascination was with this chick. I don't think her acting is the best. There's so many other people who can act better than her.
There's gotta be some kind of fucking politics involved where, hey, we're a movie studio, we'll pay you so and so amount of money. Put Kristen Stewart in number 12. You know
well,
what I mean?
It happened because of, you know, fucking Twilight.
Yeah,
it does that for people.
Twilight definitely exploded her, but there's got to be some kind of fucking, like, let's say, Ivan, you were involved in the Hot Maxim 100.
Yeah.
You're my girl.
Number five.
I'd be like, hey, here's $5,000. Knock Ivan up a few spaces.
Yeah, exactly.
And promote his movie in your fucking little dialogue you write there, you assholes.
It'd
right?
be good for both of us.
Did it say Snow White and the Huntsman in the fucking in the little captions they have there?
It possibly has.
It had to, right?
I didn't pay attention. I was looking at boobs.
No, it had to. Come on, Ivan. Right?
I was looking at boobs.
She has no boobs.
No, not her boobs.
No.
I passed right over her.
Kate Upton,
but number two, who doesn't have shit going on, was fuck, why am I going blank? She was on G4. Olivia Munn.
I like her, man.
I do too, but number two, hottest
she's
girls.
She's hot, dude.
She is hot, but
you know, I
not number little, two.
I
hot.
Seen, I
okay,
list.
So let's compare number two to number one. Do you know who shit she was Leonardo DiCaprio's girlfriend? Bar Raffaelli.
What?
Bar Raffaelli.
Let me look.
She's an Israeli chick, I think.
Dude, have you seen George Clooney's ex girl?
His current girl?
Holy
Stacey
shit.
Stacey Keibler?
No, his ex.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, shit.
I could imagine.
Wait,
Stacey Keibler's fucking hot. Bar Raffaelli.
Bar? Like B-A-R?
Yeah. Bar Raffaelli.
First name that comes up. Look at that shit. I type in bar and it pops right up.
Yep.
Hold on. It's a little slow. We're doing
Yahoo.
A podcast here.
Who the fuck uses Yahoo? Oh, man. Stuck in 2002 right now.
She's not bad.
She's not bad at all. Great tits. Great body. Her face is a little weird, but... I think
who is she? DiCaprio's ex?
Yeah, she's DiCaprio's ex.
Fucking DiCaprio, man. This guy's getting some tail, huh?
Oh, yeah. Now he's with Stacey Keibler.
DiCaprio?
No, George Clooney is, I'm sorry.
Hmm.
I forgot who it is. You see DiCaprio's in Quentin
Tarantino. The fuck is this guy? Show me a naked dude.
Great tits. Just awesome. You know what? Scarlett Johansson came in like number 15. Scarlett Johansson, I think, is better than the Olivia Munn also. Look at that. Right there.
This looks pretty hot. But she's like a... Yeah, she's,
come on.
She's pretty hot.
All right,
she's like a basic white chick, though. She's
that's
like an average
hot.
White chick.
Now...
All right, anyways, so I thought she should have been super hot as Snow White. if you are Snow White, you got to be hot, I think.
Yeah, I would think so.
She's a pretty girl, but it should have been hotter. Anyways, what I was thinking about is hot chicks. I was thinking about that. You know where you find hot chicks? Bus stops.
Bus stops.
You ever seen a hot chick at a bus stop?
Not in Hacienda Heights.
You haven't lived. No, I'm not in Hacienda Heights when I see this shit. I'm in areas like, what the fuck was I? Like Paramount.
Mm-hmm.
Where else am I at?
Hot Latinas?
Like Artesia. Like, yeah, it doesn't matter. Like whites or... Fuck, dude. There's... You know what I found out recently? Actually, maybe it's not even bus stops. It's you find hot chicks in extremely poverty-stricken areas or rich areas.
Yeah.
The middle class doesn't have too many hot chicks. I've been in middle class areas.
Yeah.
Not hot chicks around.
Mm-hmm.
Poor areas, hot chicks.
Yeah.
Rich areas,
hot chicks.
Hotter chicks, probably.
Yeah. Something in the water.
Dude, someone started breaking this fucking car next door, like, right?
I think that's my car, honestly.
Swear? No. Yeah, so they generally breed in poverty-stricken areas or high society areas. That's what I find in my studies, my research.
Like one thing I've seen is, yeah, for the most part, like, you know, I grew up in the Heights. I think that's middle class. Okay, girls.
Not too many good girls.
Not too many, but okay. And then I go to, like, work in L.A. and, you know, poverty for sure. I go to TJ, you know, shit like that. I'm like, hey, some hot girls, some whatever girls. And then I go to, like, South Orange County, and there's just fucking beautiful white girls, Mexican girls, Japanese girls, just everything you want. Like, fuck, it must be the water down here. Something.
No, it's the money down there.
Apparently, but that's what it is. Wow, dude, I'm shocked. Very shocked. Yeah. Like, when I worked in that financial district in L.A., we loved it. We'd go down to the food square in our building and, you know, play cards and just watch the girls walk around, you know. But that was a different story where it was girls like from all over the place, you know, they're coming to intern and stuff like that. So we had like the cream of the crop. But then you go to a place like South Orange County, like Irvine, Sacramento area, Palos Verdes, where you're like, oh shit, like, you know, these girls are just born and raised that way.
Yeah.
And, amazing. Wouldn't have a chance in hell with them, but
nope,
it's like, wow.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Speaking of hot girls, what about ugly people? You ever seen an ugly person so ugly you can't look away? Like it's like a fucking, it's like a car crash. You're staring, you can't look away. They're so fucking ugly. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't think I've seen it that bad.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh fuck, I've seen so many. It's like no matter who they are, dude, girl, guy, wow, they're ugly, and you can't look away. Has that ever happened to you?
I had an occasion where there was this girl, you know, I'm not a good looking guy myself, I don't think, but
liar.
I was at a Big Five in Anaheim. I was going to go get a hiking pass, you know, for the year.
Yeah.
And there was this girl, she was horse faced. She was pretty ugly, you know, no chest, pretty ugly chick, you know, not physically, you know, everyone is susceptible to that. We're all, you know, we see somebody, we're physically attracted to them or not.
Yeah.
You know, if we are, more than likely that's going to be the first indication we're going to talk to them. Unless by chance we're stuck in a scenario where the first thing is we're talking to them. We're like, oh, this person's fucking cool. In this occasion, you know, saw her across the store, not physically attracted at all. Asked her for this thing and she had to go across the counter to get it out of this box. So I do. You know, I look one way and I look the other when she goes to walk and she's got the fattest ass in shape I have ever seen. This thing is literally like her pants look like they're going to burst at their seams from like she's got this perfect bubble butt. And she's wearing like, you know, the legs of the pants are kind of loose around her legs because she's not a fat chick either or anything like that. So the legs are, you know, they weren't like painted on jeans.
Yeah.
They were regular jeans. They were kind of loose around the legs. But when they came up to the thigh butt area especially, perfect bubble butt or apple ass, however you want to describe it. And I was like, whoa, like, damn, like, I would hook up with this chick just for her ass, just to be able to check it out. You know, so that's the worst it's gotten for me. Have I ever seen someone where I was just like, holy shit, this person is disgusting. Let me look at what they do next.
You've never seen their like a face like so ugly you can't look away?
No, I don't think so.
Wow, you're
have
off.
You?
Oh fuck yeah, many times.
There's a guy. What constitute that bad of a face?
Just like a train wreck. You can't look away from it. It's just so horrible. Like this guy I work with, he's got these eyebrows, like these evil eyebrows, right? Like these evil.
And they're already unibrow or what?
No, he just got like these evil looking like Michael Keaton eyebrows, and he's got this like sour look on his face all times. Yeah. And his nose is like all fucking pointy and scary.
Yeah.
And he's got dark skin and green eyes. He's fucking creepy looking. And I stare at this guy. I'm like, fuck. He's so nasty. I can't look away from him. And a couple times he's caught me looking at him. Because I can't stop looking how fucking creepy he is.
Yeah.
So you don't do this shit?
No.
I'm alone on this, huh?
I haven't seen anyone that ugly. Wow. I've seen some ugly people who are like, yeah, ugly, but...
Maybe you're just more tolerable than me.
That whole saying that beauty is more than skin deep, I kind of feel that way. You know, like someone like, you know, might not be a 10 or an 8 for somebody. You know, when I get to know someone's personality, like, you know, I like to fucking get to know people pretty well. Dude, that fucking makes it for me. Like, if someone has a solid personality, I might, you know, you still got to be physically attracted to somebody.
Mm.
Now, if they have a busted face, I don't think I've seen anybody that bad where busted. I'm like, whoa, you know? But, you know, they're not my, again, might be a 5 or a 4, but they might they have their personality that I get attracted to.
Right.
I'm like, all right, awesome personality. And then before I know it, I'm like, you know, out of everything, I'm an ass man. I'll be like, man, they got this tight little butt that wiggles when they walk, and I fucking love it. You know, they have these nice tight little jeans, makes it perfect. Great little butt, awesome personality. So what if they're flat chested and, you know, pimpled face? And then there might be other ones that, dude, I've met a few girls where they're fucking hot, but personalities turn me off right away. Like the type of person that they are, it just does me under very quickly. Yeah. That's just how I approach this stuff. But can I truly say I see someone busted face? No. Have I seen someone that didn't have the total package at all? Like fat, grotesque, you know, busted face, all that, where it just adds to grotesque. It. Yeah. Dude, there's some people like that where it's like, man, what do you do with yourself? Like, why don't you take care of yourself at all? So I don't know, man. But I haven't had anyone where you're describing where I just can't stop looking at them because they're so fucked up. That's bad.
All right, fair enough.
But that's one thing me and a friend were talking about. We were walking and she had this little paranoia where, you know, it's just her and I walking across this boulevard back from lunch. And she's like, man, like, don't you get this paranoia that everyone's looking at us as we're walking and they're sitting in their cars? Like, yeah, just the same way we do when we're sitting in our car and we see people walk. But one thing that's funny is, you know, you have like a fat person who's eating ice cream and you're like, oh shit, look at that fat person eating ice cream. And you keep looking because it's a fat person eating ice cream. But then if you have some skinny person eating ice cream, you're like, damn, I want some ice cream. You know, it's okay all of a sudden. But if a fat, ugly person or an ugly person or just a fat person is doing it, you're like, oh, like, you know, you're on safari. I always trip out on that. Yo.
All right, now it's time for
the Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose. Good day, sir.
All right, Evan, what do you got?
Okay, again, I'm not the greatest with accents or voices, but we'll give it a whirl. Maybe I should start doing the Joker, though, because I did a good Joker one, episode 50. So, okay. I'm telling you, these walls are funny. First you hate them, then you get used to them. Enough time passes, so you depend on them. That's institutionalized.
Huh. Wow.
It's a good one, too. You'd be like, I've seen that.
I have seen that. Is that life?
Nope. But it relates to that, which I'm sure you gathered by institutionalized. at the end of the movie, he goes to Mexico because his partner wanted to go to Mexico.
Mexico. Wait a second.
Hint?
He escapes by digging through the wall of a place with a spoon.
Spoon.
There's a scene specifically when he escapes and it's raining and he's like, and he's digging up and he ends up popping out and he's yelling the whole time and there's rain. Redemption. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Mexico?
Yeah. He ends up going to Mexico.
Andrew Freeman was my friend.
Yeah. Yeah, Morgan Freeman. But it's not Morgan Freeman character. It's Tim Robbins' character who's singing the line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shawshank Redemption.
I haven't really seen that from the whole beginning to end.
Like just big chunks of it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part, that's how I first seen it. And then I saw it a couple times in the past couple of years, like back to back.
Andrew Frame was my friend. That's all I remember.
But yeah, Shawshank.
All right. Here's my turn. Hope I don't fuck this one up.
Oh, you're screwed. It's over. You're flushed.
This time I can't bring myself to tell him to shut up. Sure he's an asshole. Sure he's dead. Sure I'm just imagining he's talking to me. None of that stops the bastard from being absolutely right. I don't have a chance in hell of outrunning this cop. Not in this heap. The only question left is whether I'm going to kill him or not. Tough call. For all I know, he's an honest cop. Regular guy. Working stiff with a mortgage, a wife, and a pile of kids. My hand moves all on its own. Sliding on one of my guns in my lap and thumbing back the hammer. I don't know what to do.
Not Drive.
No.
Damn. Dude, that again, it sounds so fucking familiar. A small hint.
I'll give you one more hint from a different character.
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly. Hell of a way to end a partnership. Hell of a way to start a retirement.
Again, it itself sounds so familiar. Hell of a way to end a partnership. Hell of a way. Dude, I'm fucking pissed because I know the lines.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know the movie though. Actor name? Or another
the hint. One I read one was Clive two. Owen. Clive Owen.
Oh, all right. Clive Owen?
Clive Owen.
In the parlance.
This time I can't bring myself to tell him he's to shut up. Sure he's an asshole. Sure he's dead. Sure I'm just imagining that he's talking to me. None of that stops the bastard from being absolutely right.
Dude, what the fuck, man? It's not Shoot 'Em Up.
No. I like that movie, actually.
It's not bad. It's that was kooky. A cool movie.
Yeah,
it's good.
It was off the wall.
It really was. Again, that movie being off the wall, I liked it a lot more than Fast Five. But they knew they were being stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, man. Clive Owen. How the way we started.
Different actor that says that one. That's Bruce Willis.
What the hell? Bruce Willis and Clive Owen in the same movie? Oh, wait. What?
He's got it.
Last Man... No. Sorry. That was way off. I was going to say Last Man Standing. That's not it. Dude, I have no clue.
One more hint. I'm going to fuck up the line, but it's Mickey Rourke.
Oh, fucking Sin City.
There you go.
Wait, there were... Oh, well, they're all in their own stories. Because Clive Owen's character and Bruce Willis's character never came together, right?
I believe they didn't, yeah.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
And especially Mickey Rourke's, yeah, they were all separate.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Bruce Willis, dude. That was his line. Because when his partner shoots him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, I fucking knew it. It was... I just needed that actor. That was, I think I liked Bruce Willis's, besides Mickey Rourke's, I think I liked Bruce Willis's story the most.
Yeah, Sin City. That one was good.
Yeah. It was like the most,
I liked Clive Owen though.
Yeah, it was good. Something about it, it wasn't a complete story for me.
Do you remember when Benicio Del Toro, when he holds the knife to his throat in the bathroom, and he's like, I'm her new boyfriend. I'm out of my mind. Remember that shit?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Clive Owen tells him that, right?
Yeah, he's like, the bad news is you didn't flush.
Yeah.
And he puts his face in his fucking shit water. Or is it piss or shit water?
I think it was shit water.
I forgot what it was.
No, it was piss because they just shown him pissing in there.
That's right. And he's coughing up piss.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all yellow and shit. There's all
what
black
a great
and
fucking
white.
Movie that was.
Yeah, that was a mind fuck. Yeah. Fucking, what's his face? Mickey Rourke scene. Mickey Rourke's story is pretty good too.
And my mitts.
Yeah.
All right.
That shit brought him back, huh?
Yeah.
Mickey Rourke?
Yeah.
I think that movie brought him back because then he had The Wrestler and fucking. Well, to a lesser extent, The Expendables, but it kind of brought him back. With
Iron Man,
and I don't know if you saw.
He did a lot of shit actually after that.
Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
I saw it.
I like that.
He was
movie.
In it.
Yeah, Johnny Depp, him, dude, that one fucking guy. He's a white dude who played the Mexican guy. He's in Boondock Saints. He's the gay cop in that movie.
You talking about the American Psycho?
Yeah, he was the agent or the cop in American Psycho.
Willem Dafoe?
Yeah, Willem Dafoe. He's in that movie. Antonio Banderas, of course. Yeah, there's a lot of people in that movie. I like Johnny Depp in that movie a lot, though, too. Especially when he gets his eyes cut out.
Yeah.
Yeah, badass movie.
All right, next up is, speaking of movies, is there a movie that you saw when you were a kid that you will never forget? In the theater, I mean.
In the theater. It's going to be a stupid movie, but Fifth Element.
Yeah? How old were you?
Man, I don't know. 12?
Who'd you go with?
My parents. My parents took us.
They took you to watch that?
Yeah, we went late night.
Your dad's like a big sci-fi
too.
Guy, huh?
Yeah, my dad was just, yeah, big sci-fi, you know, music, movie fan, but definitely a sci-fi fan. Both my parents were they're huge Bruce Willis fans in general. It's funny, everyone on my mom's side of the family, to a lesser extent just my dad, they're huge Bruce Willis fans for some reason. And so Last Man Standing, Fifth Element came out and they're like, oh, let's go watch it. So me and my two younger brothers, mom and dad, went to go watch it. Because as a youth, rarely went to go watch movies. Unless my sister took us.
Right.
Like
same
I
here.
Saw Terminator 2 in theaters, True Lies, Fifth Element. But Fifth Element, there's just something good about it. You know, Terminator 2 was pretty young when it came out. I remember us going, my sister taking us. I remember the end of the movie, but not like Fifth Element where I remember every detail about watching the movie. Fucking the popcorn we ate, where we sat, every detail of the movie itself. Yeah. You know, the whole experience. So that's why I hold up Fifth Element. Even though it's a, you know, they're like, it's not a special movie, but this occasion around it is what made it a special movie. You know?
You know what did it for me, man? Jurassic Park.
All right. I didn't see that live.
It was 93, which means I was fucking not even 10 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe 10. I don't know what month it came out. But, dude, I was obsessed with dinosaurs. Were you?
It
seems like a lot of
degree,
boys
yeah.
were obsessed with dinosaurs.
Yeah, for the most part. Dinosaurs and jets.
I was infatuated with dinosaurs. So when the movie came out, my parents wanted to go. I was surprised. I'm like, they wanted to go. They wanted everyone, the whole family to go.
Yeah.
So we went. And to be honest, dude, I was like, what, 9 or 10? I was a little scared. I mean, think about that shit. The movie you're watching is 9 or 10 years old.
Yeah.
It's kind of a scary movie, right?
Yeah, fucking actual dinosaurs, you know?
Yeah. Just the fact that these dinosaurs, I mean, you hear about them from, like, you know, of course, like, you know, school or books. But to actually see these fucking things come to life on screen and to see them, like, just terrorizing people, I was like, I was fucking glued to the screen.
Yeah.
It was amazing to me. I was so fucking just infatuated. Like, I couldn't blink the whole time. I was even sitting, like, low in my seat. I was just into the fucking movie.
Yeah.
And it was a big fucking deal, man. And I just remember that. I can't remember any other fucking movie I saw as a kid. That's the only one I remember.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park.
In the theater, though, right?
The theater, yeah. Yeah. I remember leaving the theater like, holy fuck, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Just leaving like that. And I was obsessed, dude. And my parents even took me to see that fucking girl that was in the movie. We met her for like a signing.
Which one? The girl from the movie? The young white
girl. Okay. Yeah. Like the young white girl, like the sister of the kid. Me and my... did I ever tell you... You know what? Did you ever know JJ?
Yeah.
Julian? No?
Oh, I think so.
You went to Cedar Lane?
Julian. No, I didn't go to Cedar Lane. I went to Mesa. Oh, Mesa Robles.
That's a K through 8 or what?
Yeah, it's just down the street right here.
Yeah, I know where it is.
You should have gone there.
K through 8 then.
Yeah, K through 8.
Huh. Okay.
It was good times.
A lot of good times. You know what was cool about going to... I went to Cedar Lane from Glen Alder. The cool thing about going from 6th to 7th grade is that you could, if you wanted to, reinvent yourself.
Yeah, for the most part.
It's a new school. New kids. You ever notice that you hang out with the new kids? After all your years of hanging... Well, not you. Maybe in high school. After all the years of hanging out with your friends in elementary, you go to middle school, for me anyway, and it was like you hung out with new people that you met.
Yeah.
From the other schools. Is that how it was for you in high school?
In high school, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because in junior high, again, we just moved over to the other
Isn't
side
that
of
weird?
The lawn.
You go to a new school, and all of a sudden, like, oh, fuck these old people. I'm hanging out with these new guys.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Honestly... The way my parents raised us, I was very closed in, so didn't get to know new people right away.
Yeah.
Like, I was pretty fortunate, at least the first year, most of my friends transferred, you know, that I grew up with, went to high school with me. It wasn't until, like, I was a late bloomer, like, junior and senior year, because a lot of people moved away. So then I was like, oh, there's, you know, a handful of people I don't know anymore. It's just me and two other people, so I need to get to know these other people. Because you know, we were kind of grew up as shut-ins, right. And but yeah, it was kind of nice. But I actually didn't hit my stride until after high school, where I was like, hey, I gotta meet these new people, you know, like at work and stuff like that. And then when I went to ITT for school, for my associates, where I kind of like broke out of my own shell. But yeah, you definitely get that feeling where you can reinvent yourself, you can be the person you want to be, and all that type of stuff.
Right.
So it really just. You know, if is it true to yourself type of deal, or is it something that you're lying about where it's going to backfire on you horribly? So,
yeah. Well, basically, that movie will always hold a special place in my heart because of the time. Really fucking crazy, man. If you think about it, it just blew my fucking mind. As a kid, it was like, holy shit.
It's your
As a kid, it was like this brand new fucking thing. Like, you never saw anything like it before.
Yeah, it's your imagination running wild.
Not even that, man. It's your imagination getting fed.
Yeah, that's true.
You can't even imagine this shit. That T-Rex scream, the way they did it, fucking incredible.
Yeah, exactly.
You know they did it? They used like an elephant, a dog, a horse, and like a lion all mixing it together. You know that shit?
No shit, no.
They put all those sound effects together and made that T-Rex scream.
Wow. And that was a fierce scream, dude. Like, can imagine hearing that in the theater. You just felt the bass running through your chest and the fucking loudness screeching in your ears.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. That's a good memory right there.
I want to watch Jurassic Park now. Anyway. I was thinking about one more thing about movies and we'll be done with this shit. I was thinking about movies. It seems like the third movie they make is always a time-traveling movie. You know what I mean?
In
any movie, if it's a third movie, it's usually they go back to the past or they go ahead in the future. You ever thought about this?
Not in every movie, dude. There's too many movies.
I didn't see every movie. Did I?
Yeah, you did. I was like, that didn't happen.
In general, mostly.
No, not even
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 3. They go in the past and they're samurais.
Yeah, that's a different story.
Back to the Future, Part 3. Go in the Wild West.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, what else?
So you're meaning any other movie that already has to deal... No, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles doesn't have to deal with time travel up to that last one.
Right. Any movie. Toy Story 3. They go like 20 years in the fucking future. Whatever it is. Maybe it's
no,
like,
they... Well, they because, you know, it's like time has to pass. It's not 10
years in the future.
Yeah, but that's just the story progressing.
But the
it's
first one
like,
and the second one were like right after another.
Yeah.
The third one's like, oh, 10 years later.
Well, yeah, I guess like so. Terminator 3.
The third movie always goes farther or behind in time,
to a certain extent. by standard, it has to go ahead of time. Like the new,
but not fucking, like way ahead in the future.
Yeah. Like yeah, like the new Twilight movie is like
Twilight.
It's coming out in like what November?
That's different though. Like that was written as a trilogy already.
Yeah. Or well, like it was Terminator 3. Books. Like Terminator 3, it that was went in the ahead future. In the future.
Yeah.
Be it because he's an older kid now. You know, he's 21 instead of 14 or 16.
It still seems like most like the.
But that's just natural progression, dude.
You think so?
Yeah, for the most part. Like, how are you gonna make three movies, you know, within the same consistency, like of the original one, without going ahead of time? Especially if you're gonna use behind. The same actors.
or a prequel.
Yeah, prequel like. You know, like Aliens had to be ahead of time because they used the same characters and the story progressed. Like some shit went down and they had some off time. I feel bad for that character if she went through one shitstorm after another. You know, you need that. Yeah, you need that off time. I think that's just natural progression for a movie. It has to go in the future. Now, if it's something like, you know, let's say every movie like Back to the Future where it was a formula like that. Hey, let's go to the Back to the Past for the third movie and be like, okay, I get your point. But I don't know, man. I'm trying to think of all three movies that would come out like that. Now that's the big hit. Like there's fucking everything's a trilogy now.
Men in Black 3.
They go Back to the Past.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
But I've had many other movies that are trilogies. Lord of the Rings isn't like that.
But that Harry again, Potter that isn't again, like that. That again is meant to be a series.
Yeah.
It's not like a new chapter that went back. Mm-hmm. It was already meant to be a series from the beginning.
Yeah.
So you got to take it from that perspective where it's, oh, part three.
Well, yeah, now you're putting rules and restrictions around it. If it's part of a series, you know. But a series can go back in time also. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
All right. Whatever.
Yeah. Man. You might be onto something, but I'm just not thinking clearly.
Who cares? Now it's time for
I Fancy That.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's I Fancy That.
Fancy.
I Fancy That.
You got one?
No.
No, I don't.
You fucking.
It could be very, very cheesy where you're like, dude, you're an asshole.
I don't give a shit.
I fancy your wife's handiwork at making bracelets because they're going to make my nieces very, very happy.
That's a good one. That's not bad at all.
Yeah. I didn't know if you're going to be like, you're kissing ass.
No.
You are. No, really. She's got a great talent.
I would allow it.
No, she's got a really great talent, and I'm glad she was willing to make some custom stuff for my nieces, who I love very much. And I think they're going to have a really great time with these bracelets that Nat made. So I fancy people with talent.
And if you're curious, because you brought it up, if you're curious on seeing my wife's jewelry, you can find it at iloveyoulikeyou.etsy.com. Yeah.
Great site. Visit
buy something, assholes.
Yeah. Visit it.
iloveyoulikeyou.etsy.com. Handmade jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
You fancy that, Ivan?
I fancy that very much.
Right. I fancy. This is going to sound really gay, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't give a fuck because it's my fancy moment. I fancy roll-on sunblock. You know what this is?
Roll-on sunblock, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know if Degree has it, but yeah, it's almost like deodorant, but yeah, it's fucking sunblock.
For your face.
Yeah. It's almost kind of weird to roll something on your face.
It is, but it's also fucking magnificent because mm-hmm. I'm in the sun because I'm outside.
Yeah.
So I'd have this fucking tube of this tube of sunblock. You go in your hand,
mm-hmm.
you gotta rub it all over your fucking neck and your face, and it's really annoying, and it gets all over the place.
And it doesn't go even until you work it in.
Yeah, and you gotta be rubbing your fucking neck for hours until it goes away. And my wife just surprised me one day, like, oh, I bought you this on clearance. And it was like Hawaiian Tropic, which makes it even more gay.
Yeah.
But like I didn't even know it was a roll-on until one day I'm out of my other shit, and I grab it. I'm driving to work and I open it. I'm like, holy fuck, it's a roll-on stick. I'm rolling it on my fucking neck, my face.
Yeah.
This is beautiful. And I have this like this even layer of film on my skin that's protecting me. And I got nothing on my hands, no annoyance, no bullshit. It came on evenly and beautifully.
That's awesome.
So, roll on sunblock. I fancy that.
Do you know what they happen to call, because you mentioned thin film over your face, what the term means when you say zombie mask?
No.
Do you think it's a sexual, something stupid, but it's a sexual term when a guy shoots a load in a girl's face and she can't see, so she's walking around like a zombie. I think that's kind of a far-fetched explanation, but
zombie mask.
Yeah, that's a zombie mask.
I fancy that.
Yeah. All right.
Now it's time for the fuck you moment. Here we go.
Fuck you! My fuck you moment. Actually, I have to thank your sister for this because I forgot all about this.
Mm-hmm.
But
my sister, huh?
Yeah, and she brought it up where I was like, yeah, I fucking hate that. And I haven't had that experience in a while. And she didn't cause the experience. She just reminded me because we agree about the whole thing. But the people who say, I don't smoke that regular chronic shit. I only smoke medical grade weed and stuff like that. Just choosy ass motherfuckers. Like, I had never heard about anybody else be so delicate about their drugs. Besides weed smokers, and I fucking hate it. Like, you don't hear some guy saying, I don't do that kind of coke. You know? It's just fucking weed. And that used, when I used to be a big pothead, that would annoy the shit out of me. Like, hey, what kind of weed do you have? I don't know, honestly. It's just some high grade chronic. Oh, I only smoke Kush. Like,
yeah.
Well, go fuck yourself in the face then. I fucking hate those people. Just bougie ass motherfuckers.
Yeah.
About their pot smoking. What do they call this? I fucking hate those people.
So, what do you want to say to them?
I hate bougie ass pot smokers.
And what do you say?
Fuck you, bougie ass pot smokers. Oh, man.
What do you call this? You drunk asshole.
I'm done. I'm not even. Dude, this is the soberest episode I've ever been.
Dude. You must be. You're just tired then.
I'm just tired.
I'm pretty tired too.
What's the last beer I had? That was over an hour ago.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, dude.
You're breaking barriers.
I told you. This is.
We're going to eat some pizza next and drink some more beer.
I know, right?
All right. My fucking moment goes to. Oh, man. This bugs me. People that take fucking forever to leave their parking spot when you're waiting to park.
Oh, that's a good one. You know what I'm talking about? Fuck yeah, that's a good one.
Like, they walk to their car. Like, let's say you're in fucking Walmart. You're waiting. They walk. They put their shit in their trunk. You know, they get in their car. And they, like, take 5 minutes to put their goddamn seatbelt on, start the car, and back up. It's like, what are you doing in there?
Now, are some of these the same people who put their shit in their trunk, they close it, they turn back and look at you, and they see the signal on, and then they still take their sweet time.
Yeah, some of them too. I'm just saying in general, though, like that happens also. But in general, like, who the fuck? I mean, okay, fine, I get it. You know what? Hey, this is my life. I'm taking my time. You wait for me, asshole. At the other hand, what are you doing that takes so long that you have to fucking? It takes 10 minutes for you to leave your goddamn parking spot. Like, what are you doing in there?
Mm-hmm.
What are you, like, you're putting on your seatbelt, adjusting your fucking iPod station? Like, what are you practically doing in there? What's going on?
Yeah, it's like they're lifting off for a NASA mission. Shit. Like, it's taking you longer to prepare to leave than it is taking you to get home.
You got your switches. Yeah. You're getting your launch mode ready. What the fuck are you doing? Yeah. I don't get it. Yeah. I'm usually, you know what? I might be a good person or an anal person. I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's waiting for me, I get the fuck out as quick as I can. I feel courtesy. Bad about it. Yeah.
It's courtesy.
And I tell my wife, like, dude, they're waiting for us. And then she'll tell me, fuck them. Who cares if they're waiting? She's the opposite of me.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm just like, oh, we got to get out of here. I get, like, anxious. We got to leave. They're waiting for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I figure others should be the same. So people that take forever to leave your parking spot when I'm waiting for you, fuck you.
Big fuck you, dude.
Fuck you! All right. I think we're done here.
I think we are.
Oh, man. We've been done before we even started. I think we have been, right?
But yeah, we're you know beat up on
bad,
this one.
Dude. I feel really bad because we fucked up to 50 and 51. We're just, we're out of it.
It's just, it was a perfect storm of being out of it this week, I think, dude.
Like, you had shit going on. I had a lot of shit going on this week. I got 50.
I'm going to tell you something. I got 4 hours sleep the last 4 days in a fucking row.
Mm-hmm.
4 hours.
4 hours each day?
Or each
four
night.
4 hours total?
No. Okay, four hours not each total. Night. I mean, I like say. An hour a day. No. 4 hours each night. You know what? It does not translate well.
It doesn't. It wears on your mind, dude.
I've been up today since 4. It's already 2:30 in the morning.
Been up for almost 24 hours.
No excuses. Plus the drinking.
Now you sound like me. After
the
a
beer
night
drinking,
of drinking
does not help. Dude, I feel like an asshole. Fucking Lito had to leave because of some ghetto bullshit. I don't know what happened to him. Lito, you owe us an apology or explanation or whatever. Yeah. Either one of them. But yeah, I felt bad. I was off my A game. You were too.
Yeah, we were truthful about that. You know, you let me know like this is going to be a train wreck.
Yeah, I told you. Oh man,
I have not utmost confidence, but 50 might be okay. 51, man, we really lost steam.
You can't even say
I can barely even finish.
You
that
know what,
sentence.
Man? It's funny because some episodes you start them off and it's like, holy shit, this is awesome.
Dude,
for example,
the Peter episode, I think we fucking full steam ahead.
The Peter one,
great.
That one started off good. But what I'm going to say is the Josie refugee one.
Yeah.
That one was solid.
Yeah, it was.
And you just feel it in the fucking air.
Mm-hmm.
Today, it started, and I'm like, right away, this is going nowhere.
I think we all felt it, dude.
Yeah.
I even saw it when I walked in, and you were kind of like, and not you were half-assing the setup, but you were kind of like, meh, you know. Whatever, let's
yeah,
chat.
Yeah, I'm out of it, man.
Yeah, I think we both are.
I really feel terrible about it because
we owe it to our listeners.
Yeah, we do. We
it's
do.
It's barely it's a dog and pony show as it is. And then we put up some crap, but we'll listen to 15 seconds.
There was some
goes.
Good stuff involved, but overall I think we failed you guys.
This could have been
after the
one
whole
episode.
Like after the whole episode 50. Woo! Yeah. It's exciting. It's like, wow, we dropped it, man. It's we totally shit on that one.
And we kind of started okay with 51 with the whole alien talk stuff, but maybe that started off a little too weird to begin with.
Yeah, we got into some self-righteous religion talk after that.
Which isn't bad. It was like the 700 club for a minute.
Oh, man. I just feel terrible about
well,
it. I know it was
listeners,
bad. We'll get you next time.
Peterson, sorry.
Yeah. We'll get you next time.
All
right, let's get some pizza and drink some beer.
All right, let's do it.
You assholes. Sorry. Apologize. But good times.
Good fucking times. I can't wait for us to go camping. We're going to have stories up the ass.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're going camping together.
Yeah.
No. You know what? Lita might not go because he's a bitch.
Yeah.
I want to go at the day off, but I might not.
There's a good chance he won't go.
Eddie Gears.
I'm going camping next
Eddie Gears,
weekend.
I'm hoping should fucking go.
That'd be awesome. Gas Boy's going.
Gas Boy's going for sure.
Your
Peter, you
myself,
and me.
And you.
Me, you, Peter, and Gas Boy are locked in.
I think that would be a good time alone. If Eddie Gears can make it, he seems like a good fucking time. I had a good time with him the last time you were here for a get-together.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we should have some fucking stories. And then, shit, I'm going camping next week. So come back with some stories about that, too.
Ninja Maybe. Boy lives, ladies and gentlemen.
Hopefully not get anally raped. Is I'm taking
Hopefully
some guy
do,
I don't know.
Or you don't.
I hope I don't. I'm taking some guy I don't know.
You'll know him.
I know him from work, but I don't know him personally. We haven't hung out.
You know him very intimately after this trip.
Yeah.
Are you sharing the same tent?
Yeah, we are actually.
You are, aren't you?
I have a 5-person tent.
Are
so
you having
deal.
A 2-man sleeping bag?
2-man sleeping bag. Imagine that.
Be
Make
honest.
Him wear a condom.
Be
just
honest.
In case.
Are you?
No. Oh, definitely man. Not. Definitely not. But yeah, we have some stories ahead for you guys. So.
What if you get cold, though?
If we get cold?
Yeah.
I love the cold, so that's fortunate.
I'm gonna
now,
tell
maybe
you something.
Unless him, he doesn't like the cold and he wants to warm up.
I'm going
to
tell you a jewel. Well, maybe I already said it before in the show. Me and Eddie Gears, well, we went camping 1 year with like 8 dudes, 10 dudes.
Yeah.
And it got cold as fuck one night. Like so cold, you're fearing going to bed because you want to freeze while you're sleeping in your bag, in your tent, right? You experienced this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have. When
okay.
The winter
so
camping.
So we had the bright idea, like me and Eddie Gears, hey, let's go. I told him, let's sleep together. And he's like, all right.
Spooning?
Yes, spooning.
In the same bag?
Oh, fuck yeah.
No. Spooning, though.
No. Not the same bag. Not okay. Spooning. Just cuddling. Innocently.
How do you cuddle?
No. Actually, honestly, to be honest with you, it was cold as fuck. We both were in his sleeping bag. Or...
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
I mean, his tent.
That fucking his came tent. Out pretty easily.
His tent. His tent. And we were in our own bags. Like, pretty much touching each other in our own bags.
Yeah.
Right up against, like, shoulder to shoulder.
Okay.
And it fucking worked, man.
Yeah, body heat fucking...
And his dog was in there. Mm-hmm. He's got a... what the fuck is it called? Weimaran? What's it called? Weimaran?
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Those, like, big gray ones?
Yeah, Weimaran, I think it is.
Weimaran, I think.
Yeah.
He slept in the bag in the tent also. And yeah. I think we all kept each other alive that night.
Yeah. That's nice.
I'm going to say that.
Yeah. Yeah, we were upon death one night in Big Bear, and we didn't bother huddling up. We figured we'd just freeze where we are. We're like, if we died, at least they were like, these guys are not touching each other.
Too proud.
No, what was funny is, so it was me and my buddy Vic, and we took two of his kids, their younger kids, and he had a mummy sleeping bag for them because they were small. Like, uh-huh. Junior was 9 years old at the time. No... 8 years old. No. Yeah, 8 years old. And his daughter Angelica was like 11 years old. But they're fucking small kids, really. And he took a mummy bag for them. I had a sleeping bag. He had a sleeping bag. But we went in April, and it was about 20 degrees in the evening. And he borrowed this tent. This is my first time actually camping. And then a couple months later, we went to Yosemite. And so he borrows this tent that he's never used before from his sister that has no zippers, so the fucking doors don't close. On the tent, and it has two fucking, you know, lids for it to close. The kids get in one sleeping bag and they fucking knock out fast. They're done. And he just zips it up and he checks. He's like, oh man, it's fucking freezing. Like, let me check on them. Dude, we open the sleeping bag and just heat dissipating. Like, oh, that feels so nice. Their body went, they were fine. They were knocked out. He sleeps on one side of the tent holding the door closed. I sleep on the other side holding it closed, and we're just freezing our asses off. And I woke up the next morning thinking I have fucking frostbite on my hands because I wake up in a fucking daze, my hands numb, and I see black marks all over my hand. And I'm like, oh my God, I got frostbite. I completely forgot that, you know, I was handling the barbecue and it was just grease stains. As I tell him, like, oh my God, look at my hand. I'm fucking got frostbite. He's like, dude, that's fucking grease from the barbecue. Like, oh, all right.
You greasy bastard.
But yeah, but we didn't. Bother touching each other, so you're pretty gay. No, that's good, well, survival instinct. You know, like, especially if you were to get wet, like if you ended up like jumping in a river or fell in a river, you're supposed to take your clothes off and like warm up like body temperature with each other.
So if we go camping, you're gonna get wet on purpose. And I go, we gotta huddle up together.
We gotta huddle up.
Help me, James.
My cock needs to be in your ass.
That's the only way.
Oh man.
Alright, I think we're done.
Alright, folks.
Running out of fumes.
Have a great evening.
We'll see you next time. Hopefully it's better.
Later. Sorry.